This Christmas, get ready for something truly magical as Yule Fest Kilkenny proudly presents the Irish debut of Starlight by Lux Morales, a 360-degree immersive light and sound show bringing you on a powerful journey into the heart of Christmas. For 8 spectacular nights from December 14th to 21st, the show will transform St. Canice's Cathedral into a breathtaking immersive world of sound and light. This is a Christmas event not to be missed. Tickets are selling fast, so get yours now at yulefestkilkenny.ie.
Go loud.
What do you think of my camel toe shoes?
No, I don't think you look desperate at all.
Definitely not.
You're talking dirty to me now.
Honestly. Welcome back to Hold My Drink. This is our main episode.
Hello, guys.
We have bonus episodes. If you don't know, they come out every Monday. So we have little 15 minutes of little dilemma, peek and bleak, little extra chats that we have during the week.
If you're flying down the shop or going for a little stroll for a coffee on a Monday.
People love a podcast and walk. Oh, actually, I was driving home from the podcast. What was it, the podcast? It was from town anyway last week. And I was stopped at the bridge at Harold's Cross. Before you get to Harold's Cross, kind of dip one. And I stopped and there was a girl on the run and I let her go past. And she was like, she seen me. She's like, oh, I'm listening to you right now.
Oh my God.
And she literally had earphones and we listened. And I was like, oh my God. That's so weird. Imagine listening to something and then just seeing them.
I'd be like, whoa.
Were you not in my ears?
That's too
That was really
coincidental.
Nice. Yeah. So hi, if you're listening again.
That's cute. If you're on a drive or...
Yeah.
On a stroll or a run. Fair play to her on a run. Listen,
I know
that would be hard. I feel like on a run I'd need like.
I think she was running anyway. She looked like she had a gym gear on. Maybe she was walking. I think she was running.
Fair play to her.
Yeah, I met another girl on a run actually as well. At Stephen's Green the other day, she just finished a 10k run. Better than me.
I don't think I'll ever get to say that in my whole entire life.
I'd love to do a half marathon. The full is. Sorry, did he Chris actually get better?
Yeah. Oh my God.
He is running the length. Of
England.
England. The UK.
Like,
so Scotland, Wales, UK, England, everything.
Fair play to him.
Top to bottom.
How on earth?
Doing like something like 60k a day. That's over a marathon. That's a marathon and a half.
I can't even fathom that. Like,
the mental strength that takes and the physical fitness is insane.
How does he get up the next morning and actually move his legs?
That's what I mean.
Wow.
He must just have a serious recovery routine and serious mental strength. It's all fair running play is. To him. That's next level, which for me, even when I'm on a little run, it's all in your head.
Is
like
it?
What you think you can do and can't do. Because you can, like, if you don't know where you are, if I know what K I'm on, I'll like stop myself because I'm like, I know I can only do that much. But if I don't know, I'm so much better off.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever tried to run outside.
Really?
Never. Graham's often said to me, go on, run. Like, I made him bring me on, well, attempt to bring me on a run one day. And I was just like, my shins are sore.
Shin splints.
Yeah, and I just stop. I'm running a treadmill because I'm staying in the one place.
Yeah.
So lazy my mind is. That's not good.
Treadmills are so scary. I have a rational fear of flipping off it. Because my friend in school did. We were up in the, there was a little gym in our PE hall. And I remember he was going too fast that he like literally backflipped and fell on the floor. And it's still in my mind. And I would actually die of embarrassment if it happened to me.
Oh,
yeah, it was really bad.
That's so sad.
So I went to the Barry's class on the weekend and you have to go like sprint at some stages. Well, I just can't. Like I'm too scared to sprint on
to
it.
To run on it in case you're... Yeah.
In case I fall.
And it's really dark. Jump on the sides.
Yeah.
If it's going too fast for you, jump on the sides.
I
don't mind...
like not be able to do that.
You would. I don't mind it, like running on a treadmill.
Yeah.
Or small sprints on a treadmill. Now it's been a long time since I've done that.
Yeah.
But... I just can't run outside. You'd need to have to drop me somewhere where I don't know where I am.
Yeah, like or like a park.
Yeah, but I'm going to know how far away I am from my house, so I'm going to be like...
You'll know, yeah, true.
Also, what do you do? Close the front door and start running out of your
garden?
Yeah, I
know. When I started
running, why is it the most awkward?
It was so awkward.
Like,
I'd walk to a location and then start running. That's what I did.
Imagine just closing your front door and legging it out the garden. People be like, you all right?
Actually, I did do that when I was young. I ran for a while when I was younger. I'd run
did
around...
You?
Like in the dark and all, like my goodness, I never do that now. But I'd run around like my area, but like I'd just walk out of the door and start
legging it.
Just go.
Just for the crack.
Just go.
How old were you?
God, I feel like 15, 14, 15.
Stop
maybe.
It.
Maybe, yeah.
It for like health and fitness, like?
I just liked, yeah.
Running.
I liked running. I was good at running in school.
Were you?
I'm really fat. Well, I don't know about now. I used to be really fat. I went to sanitary. Oh, really quick.
That was the big thing in school if you got yeah, to Sentry.
I never won, but I was there.
Girl, I didn't even get there. So, yeah. Fair play to you.
It was cool. Yeah, I have real short legs though, so I feel I could never make a runner. If you look at all the runner girls, they're always tall, long legs.
Long legs.
Like, does that help? Does that help?
I'm sure it does for like the
for your strides.
Yeah, yeah, for your distance.
Yeah, I feel like I have really small, short strides.
Oh.
Like a little fairy.
Yeah, but that might make you go faster because they go back to where they are quicker.
Like a little sausage dog. Oh. With the shortest legs ever.
A sausage dog.
Oh, where do we get onto the running? Oh, Chris. No idea. Chris.
Mm.
Yeah, wow.
Amazing. Fair play to him.
If anyone hasn't seen him, you need to
go on and have a look. Page.
And it's for a charity as well.
Yes.
What did you do the weekend? You had a cozy one?
I did a cozy one. I feel like I've been not drinking lately. And then when I came down, I'm like, it's been 2 weeks or something.
Oh.
The last time we drank was...
Live show, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we didn't even go mad.
No, we didn't.
Ever? Well, Galway I did.
That was the last time I drank.
Yeah.
Was Galway.
So yeah,
I was just lying about crying.
Afterwards?
Yeah.
Oh, that night. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't go mad as in you went out, but you were
no, yeah, yeah, but I was drinking. So I did nothing this weekend. Did I?
And Sober October.
Sober October.
I do feel like it's a good, I think Sober October is very reasonable because there's a lot coming up. A lot has gone on with summer.
Mm.
Winter is all, like December, you're basically drinking every day.
I think it's like an unwritten rule that people do that in November as well.
Really?
Like my mom and dad won't drink in November.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that.
Well, as far as I remember, they just never really drink in November because of Christmas coming up.
Right.
Like, I don't know if years ago, if it was like, obviously, saving an extra bit of money like, I don't know, just getting ready for probably all the drinking you'd be doing in December anyway.
True. So like October, November, it's like, what? You don't need to drink. Really.
What's on?
Like there's much on.
Yeah.
Unless it's birthdays.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Scrap.
That's kind of it. Like.
My dad said to me the other day, did you know Halloween is Irish?
Yeah, isn't that mad?
Yeah, we just created Ihahauna.
Ihahauna, yeah.
Know that? Like, do Americans and all know that the Irish created?
Wait, did we create it?
Paddy's Day and Halloween.
All Hallows Eve, though, is that not something too?
Did Halloween originate in Ireland? Yes, Halloween's origins are in ancient Ireland, stemming from the Celtic festival of Samhain. Celebrated over 2,000 years ago. Samhain marked the end of the harvest and the start of the winter.
How did it spread all the way to all over the world? That's mad.
Us Irish just have that effect on the world, you know? We just like to sprinkle it all
sure,
over.
Paddy's, yeah.
Yeah. The evolution to modern Halloween. Christian influence. When Christianity arrived, the festival of Samhain became associated with All Saints Day. Is that the
only? Yeah, All Hallows Day.
On November 1st, with the previous evening being known as All Hallows Eve.
There is something creepy about Halloween. I used to be real scared on the day when I was a kid. When it got dark, the air would just be all like...
Mm. I just love the smell of Halloween.
Yeah, same.
The smell of the air, of the bonfires and bangers and whatever else
is
going on.
I've heard the first few, have you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
God, yeah.
Not as many, though, as I used to hear.
When I was younger. Haven't seen a lot of kids collecting firewood, actually. Hello? That was my... Actually, I didn't involve myself in it when I was younger, I swear, I promise. But like, that was the thing to do.
We were all the bonfires near us. They stopped being done because there were...
There used to be one behind my estate and it was huge, huge. But it was like one of those ones where like they knew it was going to happen kind of thing. It was like... not protected. What's it called? Like...
Oh, they put... Someone made it?
Like, no, like there was... I feel like the guards and the fire brigade and all, they all knew that it was happening.
They were ready for it to put out, basically, yeah.
The fucking, shock horror, isn't there? A bleeding estate built on that field now, so no more fire.
No more fire.
No more. And that was where I had my first smoke. So it's kind of, you know, it holds a great memory to me.
Lying off the bonfire.
No, lying off the bonfire. I just vividly remember sitting on a trolley.
Oh my God.
An upside down trolley. I was trying to impress a boy.
How did we get here from? Oh, Sober October.
Sorry, you were actually at the NFL.
I was at the NFL in London.
How was it?
It was so good.
Did you like gigs? Talk to me.
Yeah. Hard. Yeah, he sang that good, and he sang Man Don't Care.
I don't know.
I think it's called. It was on the screen saying Man Don't Care. And JME came out. I didn't know who JME was, but he's Skepta's brother.
Oh.
Apparently. And he's a big rapper, but he was like under these umbrellas and he like revealed him.
Wow.
So he came out and... I was like second row from the front.
I saw your seats, girl. What
the
hell?
I just thought I was getting any seat. Like, I was like, oh my God, got a hot dog. It was kind of like the basketball in New York where they stop a lot to play and then they go around with like t-shirt guns.
Oh, okay.
Sing along things. Like, it's
a whole performance.
If they'd done the game start to finish, every quarter is 15 minutes, is 4 quarters. It would only be an hour long, but it's 4 hours because of all the stoppage, the half time, the time between quarters, like it's all spread out. But it makes a really nice day out then because you can just chill for the next 4 hours.
Yeah.
And people are kind of walking in and out. Like, I don't understand the rules at all.
Oh, wouldn't have a notion.
Like, there's three different teams.
How's on one team?
So, like, for example, Travis Kelce, who's Taylor Swift's fiance, and his brother both play in the NFL, but they never play against each other, even though they're in the same league, because one of them plays on the offense team, one's on the defense team. So the offense and defense teams on other teams never play each
other. Never see each other.
They only play offense against offense and defense, I think, is how I understand it. But they never play against each other.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is mad. And then
my brain is just like, what?
There's three teams on one team. Then in between, like, they're all just chilling on the sidelines, chatting. There's one fella doing a spin class on a spin bike on the side. There's another fella practicing his kicks into a net. Like, and then they get called on at certain times. It's so weird.
No way.
Yeah. But yeah, NFL, ball.
Yeah.
Really fun. That's my first time doing like a day trip to London in years. Like going in the morning over and back that night. Yeah.
Real handy.
Very handy, but so tiring.
You feel real confused though in the airport. You feel like you're constantly always missing something.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never travelled with that little stuff in my life.
Yeah.
Just one handbag and one bag. And then at the NFL, I had to get like a clear bag to put all my stuff in from the bag. I know. I always need a bag of shite. Like,
yeah.
Because my handbag is not going to fit my phone, my charger, like passport.
No, purse.
You need a bag of crap.
Yeah.
My boo.
Shit to just bring around with you.
Yeah, basically.
Hmm.
But really fun.
Was it?
Really liked it. And then we had our event on Saturday. We were hosting a little event.
Yeah.
Which was gorgeous.
I had the goo for a drink, but I didn't. I know.
And
myself.
Cleveland, I went into town that day and I literally said, I was like, oh my God, me and I were dying for a little drink.
Yeah.
The town just felt really, I think it was nice weather. It was a crisp.
That's what we said after that. We were like, we need a crispy day out in town, drinking in town over the Christmas.
Yeah,
we need to
go home to bed early, but just good vibes.
Yeah. I wonder when they're going to start putting up Christmas decorations everywhere.
After Halloween,
is it like usually 1st November?
Yeah, I think
please
so.
Is it perfect?
Yeah, Christmas,
can't wait.
Christmas
buzzing.
C-word. It's getting colder and we're officially, as we were just talking about, officially into Ellie's favourite season.
I love it so
much.
Literally been waiting for this all year. Remember, there's a clip of me actually from the podcast last year and Charlene was slagging me thinking that my Instagram got hacked and someone put up this story. No, it was just me. I went onto Pinterest and I looked up like cozy
autumn
Halloween
collage.
Autumn collage, cozy Halloween collage, and I put up my story saying something like, what did I say?
It was like in capital letters. I love autumn. And I was like, did someone hack your
page? I really didn't think that was you. No, it was. I just needed to let everyone know. It's my favourite time of year. I must do that again.
Was that last time? Oh, God, that feels like yesterday.
Or was it the year before?
It was definitely last year, yeah.
Yeah. I just love it.
I'm still sad about summer being over.
Nah.
Hot girl summer. Tights are back out. My tan is fading. I had to put a bit of tan on.
Yeah, I've been wearing overnight tan now for the last few weeks. Yuck.
This one, you can wear it in the day because it only takes 3 hours to develop.
Oh.
So you can put it on the day and then
wash it off in the day.
Really?
No.
But like if I'm at home, I wouldn't.
But
you could actually go out. It's not a sticky one. Very good, guys.
I found tan last night on TikTok.
Oh.
For Irish dancers.
Oh.
It's for Irish dancers and for like bodybuilders.
Is it like dark?
I have never. Like it says on it, not for, like I went on to buy it last night, but I couldn't do Apple Pay and I didn't have my card on me.
Card or, like a special card?
They didn't have the option to Apple Pay.
Oh.
And I didn't have my physical bank card
no
on me.
Pay.
And I was like, oh, effort. Now I'm not buying it because I'm not arse-finding my card and going back online.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was, I think it's a Belfast or Northern Ireland brand. And it literally says when I went to buy it, it was like not for casual or everyday use.
Why though? Like, because it's just so dark. I wonder, is it like not even good for your skin?
Because it's so dark.
Maybe it has a lot of stuff like in it to make it that dark.
Yeah, it was a video of a girl doing an Irish dancing competition and she put it on her legs and she was like, I love this because I just get to wash it off then afterwards. I don't have to like, because I'd say for Irish dancing.
It's instant.
Yeah.
I think
it looks like an instant liquid.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm going to buy and wear it anyway.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And it just washes off.
Just washes off afterwards.
Do they wear such dark tan on stage because of this lights and stuff?
Yeah, it's show. Yeah. I'd say it's like a bodybuilding thing. Like,
yeah.
Imagine imagine having like those bodybuilding competitions and stuff, and you see someone who has like no tan on compared to someone who's tan. Something about it.
Yeah.
You look and you feel just like,
yeah. Yeah.
It just gives you that little pep in your
spray tan. Yeah. It's all even and everything.
Oh, do you remember that spray tan we got for Glossions? Oh my God.
I need to get one now with Christmas.
I just wanted to stay like that forever.
Forever and ever.
I just wish tan didn't come off the way it came off. And also, I think I've mentioned this before on the podcast. Someone needs to invent a bath bomb tan remover. It might be a thing. Yeah. If it's not already a thing, was it Graham I was saying it to? Or who was I saying it to?
Have you tried the rose and caramel one?
Love it, yeah.
That's the best one I've tried, I'd say.
Then again, just let me get in a bath, drop a bath bomb in, and when I stand out of the bath, it's all completely off.
Yeah.
Who was I talking to? And they were like, Ellie, you create it. And I was like,
you should.
No. No, no, no.
Well, how would you get
I'll give someone the idea. Give me a bit of commission. Yeah, you go off and do the hard work and just call it Ellie Kelly's bath bomb tan remover. I don't know.
But the Korean scrub gloves are really good off Amazon.
What are they now?
They're like just a really good glove to get tan off.
Really?
They're called Korean scrubbing gloves.
The exfoliating gloves I have, I prefer to use them with no shower gel.
Oh.
They're harder when you don't put soap on them.
Oh.
Or like if they're not as wet as they probably should be.
Like yeah.
If they're sudsy, they're just sliding everywhere. True. Whereas if they're a bit drier.
Yeah.
Or if you use them before you even get in the shower. Like before your skin's even wet.
When it goes all raw red like that. I'm like, oh God.
I kind of love it though.
Really?
Yeah, because I feel like my skin gets real soft afterwards.
Yeah, it does. It takes all the dead skin.
At least I'm not using Cif on my skin anymore.
I learned from Julia. Yeah, true.
I know. That was a bad time in my life.
Yeah.
The Cif bottle used to just sit in the shower.
Bleach.
Literally, that's how... The tan can have me
grains, grainy bits in it.
Yeah, it was the Cif cream.
Oh, Ellie.
Yeah. And I do one part shower gel, one part Cif. In between two exfoliating gloves. Yeah, my poor skin.
Oh my God.
Aww.
I'd be raw as Rudolph.
My eczema was shouting.
Oh my God. Probably gave you eczema.
Probably did, to be honest.
Oh my God.
But yes.
I learned from Juliana Steele, though, about why. I always wonder, like, why can't they make a tan that lasts forever? Like, just stays on for ages. It's because your skin sheds every 7 days.
Is it?
Yeah. So you actually feel they physically can't. Every 7 days, you'll have a new layer of skin, basically.
Ew.
I know.
Oh,
well, that's why you have to like wash bed sheets and all, because it gets all in your bed.
The thought of that actually makes me sick as well. Yeah. That your skin is just chilling in your bed.
Yeah, I love. You know what's so satisfying when you sunburn your scalp by accident on holiday, and then it peels off.
But you're talking dirty to me
but
now.
When you no, honestly,
and it peels through your hair.
Yeah.
Oh,
I actually have goosebumps. I had it happen to me. I was in Hawaii and I got burnt, and I got home. I was like, that feeling. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, it's a whole layer of skin. Well, and these look in the mirror. And it was like coming off of my hair. There was like holes in it afterwards because where my hair was.
Triphobia, if you have it, you can never. If you see people with, or I've seen videos on TikTok of stuff of people, God love them, with like psoriasis patches on their head.
And they're peeling it off.
But they use those combs, yeah, and they go in behind the patch.
Oh my God.
And I'm pregnant out and I want to eat it. I don't actually want to eat it, but
I loved it.
Wow. So satisfying to watch.
The head lice ones I fucking love.
When they get rid of the head lice.
Oh my God. And then afterwards the hair is so soft and no head lice left.
You'll have me thinking about that now all day. Or I used to love picking scabs now when I was younger.
Yeah.
I was a picker.
I did like scabs, but not if it was sore though.
No, I used to love it, get real angry and all.
Yeah.
Remember you used to do that thing in school, actually, in the 99s with a compass? Do you remember that?
I never done that.
What the hell?
I remember people doing that, yeah.
Wouldn't recommend. Not even going into that, actually. That was a really bad time.
In school, we gave ourselves mustaches with like pencils.
Oh, lead poison.
Yeah, and the teacher went mad at us, being like, you couldn't give yourself lead poison. We were all like,
what was wrong with us?
Yeah. And we were fucking
the things
well.
We did as child.
Yeah, I never done that.
No.
There was some, I remember Chinese burns you give each other.
What were they?
Like you just twist your arm.
Oh, on your arm. Oh, I didn't like
Small
that.
Integrity too, weird things. Anyway,
we were all
speaking of autumn. Speaking of October, we want to talk about all things seasonal, fashion, traditions this time of year, boo baskets, and everything else. So, fashion wise, first brown. I've noticed brown, cherry red, but also like plum.
Ooh,
is
yeah.
everywhere this year. Have you bought anything yet that like you feel like is going to be your staple that you're going to wear the whole time?
Yeah, I bought a like maroon burgundy fur coat yesterday.
Yeah,
I did.
I got a really nice coat off you last year. Of it was like a padded one. But I remember I seen her in the airport and I took a picture of her. Not her. It was like her coat. And I reverse image searched it and I was like, oh my God, Shane.
Guys, hate to promote it. I've been getting a good few bits and bobs off it now. Don't want to promote it. But yeah, I bought a fur coat. What else have I bought? I haven't bought any like boots or anything yet. And usually this would be the time now where I'm stocking up on the boots. I've been very good this year.
Yeah. You probably have a good collection of them now that you don't need to. Your basic black, your staples that you like wearing.
Yeah, I have my Patrick Star boots from last year. So my really, really high black ones. I love them.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I bought my burgundy fur coat. Gorgeous. Also, I'm seeing leopard everywhere and I couldn't
really
be happier.
Really?
Yeah, still.
At all.
I bought a leopard cap yesterday.
Oh.
That I want to wear with my burgundy coat.
Oh, nice. Burgundy and leopard as well.
Yeah, I'm just going to be living in that now. Yeah. Watch me, you'll never see me without it. Did you buy it, Anya?
I got a pink fur coat with matching pink mittens.
Wow.
Yeah. So
what kind of pink?
All pink. Baby pink.
Oh, yeah, light.
Yeah, it's a light baby pink. It has a hood, I think.
Oh, cute.
Haven't tried it on yet. It's actually at home.
We haven't been boot shopping.
I went to Penny's today. Got nice. Loads. Did they have a new lace range?
Oh, I have to go today, actually.
Or silk and lace.
Ooh.
So there's all the silk bits for like under big jumpers. I got the viral jumper in the cream.
Oh,
the grey. And the blue. So I have that. They're like my staples for
light blue?
Like a royal blue.
You have
blue.
The cobalt one, don't
That's
you?
That's the one I didn't get. Is there a light blue one?
I don't know.
Oh, they need to make one. No, but it's just the shape of my love.
Yeah, they sit lovely.
Yeah, and then I got a nice heavyweight one then as well from, what's that shop in town? Across from Planet Beauty.
There's a shop.
Koss.
There's a shop on that road?
No, not across. It's like kind of on the other corner.
Oh.
Beside that news agent from Koss. It's like a green, like a really deep forest green.
Ooh.
I think that's a good staple now.
Yeah.
That's kind of it for the moment.
Yeah, I haven't bought like my, do you know when you're younger and you just get like your winter coat?
Yeah. Yeah.
I hoard coats. So I'm like,
so
maybe
I never need
new ones. Yeah. I'm like, maybe I don't need one because no. There's
so
one I have from years ago from Pretty Little Thing and I take it out every year. My mum calls it my rugby coat. It's that black, shiny one.
It's long,
black and shiny. And she says, you look like a rugby coach or something.
Standing at
the sidelines.
Arsene Wenger.
Yeah.
That's what everyone else
says.
So I bring that
out every year if I need like something long. But other than that, like.
You got the marathon as well. The same as me, is it? It has the robe thing.
I'd send mine back.
Oh.
Actually, I was supposed to send it back. I never did. Oh. What did I do with that coat? Too big on me.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought we wore it together.
We wore two coats before and some builder was like, nice dressing gowns.
Oh,
and at the same time.
That's the one I'm thinking of. Yes.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
You're thinking of the other one that like fell over. No, the fluffy, it's a furry white jacket.
Long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were like, nice dressing gowns. Two of us at the same time. Like, they're coats.
They're coats. It was because of how the rope was tied, but they don't know fashion.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Fucking bad. We look stylish.
And my wish list, I need to get some good pants, I think, that aren't jeans. Because I'm always in fucking jeans.
See, I'm never in jeans because they squish my vagina and I don't find them comfortable.
Oh.
Jeans are not comfy to sit in.
I love Levi's, guys. These I wear mine to death. I literally have them about one of them 3 years. These, I think, too.
I'm
and they're gone so soft.
On the hunt to find a good pair of jeans.
Levi's,
maybe I need to go to Levi's.
Honestly, really
Ali works there, actually.
Yes.
Ali, help me.
She does.
Yeah.
Yeah. ASOS have them as well if you wanted to order home. And
see,
send
I
them
wouldn't
back.
Trust myself.
See, ASOS, I just order and then return whatever you don't use.
I need
really
jeans that are high waist, smaller on my waist.
Yeah.
But God, they need to be big on those thighs and my arse.
Levi's is really flattering on like every part.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I should invest in Levi's.
Yeah.
That could be on the wish list.
It'll happen for literally five ever.
Okay, brilliant.
But I need trousers that aren't jeans and maybe a dark denim pair of jeans, like a perfect dark denim.
Ooh.
For winter, because I feel like if these are very light, these are very summer vibes.
I love like a suit pant. Kind of like
that's what I want.
What do I feel like Emma Noodle definitely knows what pants we should all be wearing.
Yeah.
She's definitely the girl that knows
her.
A pant.
Yeah. She's great at her pants.
She'll know exactly what we need. But I've seen pairs. Do you know the ones they're in like Bershka, they're like wide leg trousers and they make it kind of look like you're like wearing boxers on the inside.
Yeah, they're attached to it.
Yeah. I like pants like that you can just wear with a t-shirt and a pair of runners or something.
Yeah, that just look a bit more dressier than a jean.
I
just feel like I'm always need to think of other things to wear than jeans. Obviously shorts and whatever else. But
yeah, but in the winter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like not tracksuit bottoms either. What do you think of my camel toe shoes?
Are we allowed to have an opinion?
You're allowed to be
in front of you. Are we allowed to say? Now you can wear them. Like, you can pull them off. You can pull off fucking anything, sure. You can wear anything. Me, see, on the other hand, you couldn't pay me. But you also couldn't pay me for a ballet flat either.
I was never into any ballet flats until I'd seen them.
No,
that's wrong. I know that's, but I love when people hate what I have.
Brilliant!
It's actually my favorite thing ever.
I absolutely love the feeling of that. I've been like, you know what? Because you hate it, I'm gonna wear it more.
Even if I hate it too.
Are they comfortable though?
Really comfy.
We were filming something outside, and I had my finger like in between her toes. Like, I was wow, it actually goes the whole way through.
It kind of feels like, I feel like when people doesn't wear shoes, what are they called? Like, people in the world are like, are they called flat footers or something? But they don't. They're like, morals in life is to not wear shoes.
Not wear shoes, I've seen them.
But I feel like them, because it's so little space between you and the ground, and then you can also just feel like toes wiggling.
And you don't get sore toes. You know, like, if you wear flip flops sometimes.
No,
and
the back of my heel gets a bit sore in one of my pairs, because I don't know why, I think it's pretty small, maybe. But
love them.
I would like a dark pair, maybe.
Ooh.
Maybe like a cherry.
Oh, I was going to say, why don't you get like a burgundy pair?
Yeah, burgundy would be nice.
For autumn.
Or brown goes more.
True.
I'm being more sensible of things now with what will go with things that I actually wear.
Are you?
Yeah. Because I need to stop doing that. And I also figured out by doing that wardrobe clear at that time, I hate me in like dark grey. Because everything we
are showing. I was your jumper and I was like, fuck, what everything colour is that?
No, it's
blue.
Yeah. But like, we were going through it and they were like, you obviously hate that colour. So if you're ever doing a clear out, guys, make a mental note of what you're clearing out. And if you're always clearing out the same style of thing or the same colour, just stop buying that. You don't
no
like
way.
It, obviously. If it's something, they were always like, it's tag on, like you haven't worn it. Or if something, I'm like, I hate that. It was all the same type of stuff.
They all had something in common.
Yeah.
Like,
no way. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Top tip for you guys.
There you go.
You have your autumn nails on?
I do. We're long burgundy. We're back to these.
Love.
Well, Hanifa calls this wide almond.
Oh.
I don't know. Wide because the base of my nail, I think. I don't really know. But I was looking at them yesterday.
Love.
Do you know when you just love your nails?
Yeah.
And I was actually looking at them, I was like, I think I'll just keep them dark now until...
Keep them forever, like,
I love so having nice dark nails.
Burgundy colour.
I feel like a bitch in a good way.
I've never had a dark nail. Maybe
I love it.
Some.
Feels so fucking cool.
Really?
Yeah, I love using my hands and all. I feel like I talk more when I have like dark nails on. I'm like,
maybe
feel like
I
a bad bitch.
That. I've never had a full dark... The brown's gorgeous.
Don't they feel cool? Especially when you put tan on as well. And yes, I did put instant tan just on my hands to go and get my nails done and nowhere else.
That's a good idea. You have to know if you like the colour. Yeah.
You have to do that every now and again.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like a bad bitch with a dark burgundy set of nails.
This colour.
But I love them as well, though. She's like a bubble gum.
Nails by Aaron.
Bubble gum.
Yeah. Kind of like a creamy.
Mm.
Milky.
But they're really clean.
They're very clean. But I do think I'll go with dark next time.
I think just try it.
Yeah. Is the grow out weird of them though? Can you notice?
You notice the grow out more, obviously, compared to like a French tip.
Yeah.
But
I might do it, guys.
Do it. Yeah. You'll feel.
Do you change your scent based on time of year? Like, will you now go into like autumnal smell?
No, you know me. I love something musky.
You always
and dark.
Like musky. Yeah,
yeah,
true.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, but I feel like this time of year, you get away with wearing it even more. Like, obviously, if it's a June summer's day and I'm putting on fucking.
Yeah.
Dark, bleeding oak.
Yeah.
Whatever. Something real musky. Yeah. Something real oody. It's like, okay. But this time of year, I feel like you can definitely get away with more.
What's the new one you bought recently? Or did you ask someone about it? I feel like we're only talking about perfumes.
The Bichillium one that I love.
Or was it one Billy Kiss for or something?
Oh, I can never remember the names.
Yeah.
Never. She sent me on Instagram. It's some like, is it like a vanilla one?
Maybe.
And I bought that straight away. Now that I've never smelled that and like it. And I go through perfume, like, I might as well pick up the bottle and pour it upside down. I go through perfume like I don't know what.
Do you always stick? Would you like have a perfume on rotation, or do you go between different ones? Or you'd have one and keep that until it's gone and then use the next one?
Oh, I'll just use the next one.
So you wouldn't, it's like in a week, you wouldn't be using different perfumes, just the same one?
Oh no, I'll just pick whatever. Like,
what do I have with me today?
Oh, so you can have a different one on every day.
Ah, yeah.
But, yeah, yeah.
And I'll mix 400 of them. And apparently it's not good to mix your perfumes because the smell doesn't come out great. Oh, well, this is the one we got at our show, didn't we?
Yeah.
This is Go Sweetheart. Also, I did find out yesterday, did you see my story about me giving out about my hair getting greasy from my perfume?
And someone said it's the oil and the...
Yeah. So this, like, so say for instance, this one, Go Sweetheart, is an eau de toilette.
Okay.
So this is like water based, so it wouldn't get like greasy in your hair, whereas the other ones, it's always in here, gets all greasy with me. The only thing is these don't last, obviously, not as.
And do you think, reckon that's what it is? Or do you know what it could be as well? Like body creams.
That's what I was thinking as well. I think I had that Fenty moisturizer on me.
It's a whipped oil body cream. All of them are oil.
Stuck in my hair.
Yeah.
But I need to go and pick up a bottle of Jo Malone Marin Tonka.
Oh, that's very autumnal. Yeah.
If you haven't smelled it, you need to go and smell it.
Yeah.
Or By Killian Smoking Hot.
That's gorgeous.
Oh, need a bottle of that.
I love By Killian, love Don't Be Shy, but it's so sweet.
It's so
sweet. A lot of
sweet,
people don't like
it.
Some people smell it are like, ooh.
I liked it after it's on you. I didn't like it from the bottle.
Yeah.
I like Queeve, because I got it for Queeve, I think, or did Queeve buy it for herself, or I don't know. But Queeve had it on her and it was nicer when it was sitting on her for a while. A lot of perfumes are like that, I think, that when they're sitting on you.
It mixes with your skin. Nicely.
I saw a girl on TikTok and she wears vanilla extract as a perfume.
What?
She fully wears vanilla extract as a perfume. She had a little bottle of it and she was telling people, she was like, sorry, I haven't, like, I see yous ask me this all the time. Sorry, I haven't shown yous how I do it. People were saying, like, obviously, does it stain your clothes? Because I'm pretty sure vanilla extract is like brown in a bottle.
Oh my God.
And she was like, well, obviously, if I'm wearing something light and I like spray it on me, it's going to stain. I think she might mix it with water, but she literally just had a bottle of vanilla extract. She turned upside down on her finger, put it on her wrists and put it on her neck.
Oh my God. And I would love to try it and see if anyone compliments it. Yeah, imagine,
be like, oh, you smell delicious. Thanks, it's just vanilla.
It's super nice. That's mad.
Are there any perfumes you're loving at the minute for autumn?
Oh, that I'm loving. Lost Cherry, Tom Ford.
Robbed it on you in.
Really nice.
Where did I rub it on you in? Galway, did you have it
very
in Cork?
Very powdery cherry scent.
It is divine.
It's delicious.
Wow.
Vanilla Sex is nice as well. And Billie Eilish perfume.
Oh.
It's her, like, you know, celeb perfumes. It's her one. It comes in like her, it's like a head or half cut off head and then like kind of décolletage area and shoulders.
Ooh.
And it's really good.
Yeah.
If you like kind of vanilla-y stuff. I think it's number two I have. She's come out with a few. But that's a nice one.
Oh, I need to go and smell
hidden
that
gem.
Now.
Yeah.
Oh, I really need nice. That Lost Cherry one that you have.
Oh, it's so
you can smell it a mile
and
away.
It smells, it stays on you. I can even smell it off myself.
Really?
Yeah, which is good.
It's delicious.
Apparently, if you can't smell something on yourself, it suits you.
Yeah.
I would say that.
Yeah. But and again, I want to smell myself.
Yeah, I want to know that I don't stink.
Like I spray it. I want to smell it on myself
I
want to
smell it. For me. Are you hoping for a boo basket off, Graham?
Ah, imagine. A boo basket. I made one for him last year, actually.
Oh,
didn't
you did.
Well, I think that was only because he was moved into my house because my mum and dad were going away and I was scared and he was staying for the week.
Yeah.
But no. Are they just trends that people hop on that are kind of like, do you think people feel like they have to do them?
Yeah, I don't know. What's in them? Like treats? Could be anything really.
Just a basket full of shite to shut you up, isn't just it?
I would love one of them every month on my period.
Yeah,
on the first day of my periods, I would love
a period basket.
Yeah.
I would really love a period basket.
I honestly would just I just want chocolate all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww.
With loads of chocolate. If anyone is listening and wants to make a boo basket for me, you can put loads of chocolate in.
There's new Lindt wafer bars out. Actually, just try them.
No.
They're in a light blue box. You'll love them.
I love Lindt.
Yeah, they're really, really good. I got them super value today.
I'm so into Terry's chocolate orange.
That's a bit rogue.
I got a whole orange today. I ate the whole thing.
Did you? My mum loves them. They're reminder of Christmas.
Yeah. Does Terry's even make anything else? I was thinking.
They have the balls last in night. Mint.
Oh.
You can get a mint ball.
Oh.
And a plain one.
Oh, mint chocolate is not for me, I don't think.
But I don't know what other like things they make.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say no to an L mint dairy milk if it was there.
I've never tried it, actually.
Have you not?
No.
You should try it. If it's the only one, like if it was the last one left or something, I'd be like,
have it.
Yeah, I'd have it. Like, wouldn't pick it out a lot.
Tiffin?
What's Tiffin now?
Fruit and nuts or something.
Absolutely not. Give me a Tiffin, I'm giving it back.
I think Tiffin's what my nanny likes. Like the fruit. Yeah,
It's a real nanny bar. Yeah, like God loves them. Like real sweet.
And then
like,
there's like Turkish delight and all.
Absolutely not. Come pay me.
Are you going to go to... I want to go to a pumpkin patch.
Are there...
It's a very Americanized thing, but I think they're newly in Ireland.
Where did I see one? Someone put a TikTok up the other day on my For You page and they were in the coolest like... pumpkin, it was in Ireland somewhere in like pumpkin farm and they got a coffee and it was real like
there's definitely something, it's called something farm and they definitely do one, there's a few of them.
I need
Cawley's farm, no, we made that up completely.
Cawley's
Cawley's
pumpkin Cawley patch farm. Dublin.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think as well, because so pumpkins don't, I seen Jerry Laughs on his podcast giving out about it because he said that pumpkin, the reason people have pumpkin patches in America, for example, is because they're actually grown there and you chop it off and you pick what one you want. But in Ireland, they can't grow here. So it's basically just a field with all the pumpkins.
Oh, fuck. It's
It's just for the, and they're just put there to make a pumpkin patch. Like, so it's like a fake version. Whereas like Christmas trees, you actually go to a Christmas tree patch and chop it off. Yeah. And you say, I want that one. They cut it. Whereas you're just like, okay.
I did not even think of that.
Yeah.
So people physically just put the pumpkins out. And people go and pay a fee in to just take a few pictures at these patches. Oh,
it's cute. That's the kiddies love it. It's a good. I think I would like to go on a date there.
A pumpkin patch.
That would be nice.
That'd be lovely.
Or I think October, this time of year is good for date days. You have pharmaphobia if you want to see if he's, how he screams when he's scared.
Will he mind you? Will he stay with you? Will he leg it? Will he...
You got the nightmare around.
Say a lot about a man.
It would say a lot if he started pushing you into the thing.
It?
Yeah,
I didn't
you
think
take her,
that.
Take her.
I never thought of that. Yeah. That's very good.
It's a good time of year. It's a real coat. You have the nighttime lights in Malahide Castle.
Yeah, you've all them things. Stuff. You go for a hot chocolate.
Yeah,
a crisp walk in the morning.
Something
kind of
about
thing.
A date in like the daylight. I wouldn't like. I'd rather like a nighttime vibe.
Would you?
Yeah. Too much in the daylight. I don't like doing much things in the daylight.
You don't want to see me in the day. She's like a vampire.
Light comes up, I'm gone. there's also little activities you can do in Dublin this time of year. Like I said, pottery classes, you can make little ghosts.
Aww.
Halloween college. Oh, collage classes.
Oh.
College classes, I said.
Yeah.
That's really
Halloween collage. God, I better get my arse down there now for the autumn.
You need to be for your next collage.
I saw girls painting pumpkins actually. They had like, it was like clay pumpkins.
That's really cute.
And they were painting them pink and they were really cute. Little pink pumpkin.
See?
It was quite sweet.
Date ideas, guy.
Yeah.
Get on to your date now.
There's loads out there.
We were only chatting to girls who were dating in Dublin recently and they just said it's bad out there.
They said it's dire.
They said that people will like you on these apps but like not follow through, won't text you. Like it's just not.
It's not what it is.
But maybe you'll find your man at the pumpkin patch.
You could.
Just be standing there.
Maybe somebody who owns a pumpkin patch should make like a singles event pumpkin patch.
Just to hang out with pumpkins.
Yeah, get all the singles together and do a hot chocolate class. Oh,
I don't know how I feel about a singles event.
Do you know?
In general, like if I was to ever go to one, like I feel like I would just die.
I just have PTSD from that thing that I went on. And that was just for friends.
Yeah.
That was just to make friends.
Yeah.
I don't even know, but it was not for me. I think it's so awkward trying to force people to be friends.
I know.
No.
Yeah.
It needs to naturally happen or else you're just not meant to be friends and that's okay.
You like touch any of the random
people. I still follow one or two of them. One of the girls on Instagram, actually.
And you never met a woman again?
No.
At some point.
What was I going to say to you? Have a little hack for you that I robbed off Stacey Solomon.
Oh, I love her.
Love her
on the podcast.
She had a hot chocolate hack, but for your whipped cream. So you take
cream. Anyway,
excuse
me. I hate it.
You hate cream.
I hate the texture of it.
Not even the cream in the can.
No. No. Disgusting.
I get that can and into my mouth.
Vile.
What? Do you like pavlova?
No. Don't like pavlova. Meringues. Don't like meringue. I have really weird things. Then things that I should really like, I'm like, I hate custards.
My mom. Oh my god, we only bought a tin of custard or a tub of custard last night. Mm-hmm. We had Sunday dinner at my mom's and I brought pavlova, strawberries and whipped cream.
I hate the texture. It's
like chalk.
No, it's like biting into styrofoam. It's hard and so hard.
I love it.
It's the worst texture in the world.
My nana. It's a nana's dessert.
Yeah,
it is
a nana's dessert.
Like eating mess. I fucking love an eating mess. Delicious.
That's my hell. That's like I love custard. It. All the things together that I hate.
But anyway, here's a hack for you for your whipped cream on top of hot chocolate.
Right.
Usually if you spray it on, like, okay, it lasts 5 seconds, it melts. You spray whipped cream into a cupcake case. What are they called?
Cupcake case
thing. Mm-hmm. Spray it into a cupcake case. You can
put it in the freezer.
Yeah, and you put it in the freezer. Let it freeze and then you put it on top of your hot chocolate and it melts obviously much slower because it's frozen.
And it will stay perfectly still.
For a picture.
Oh my God.
Isn't that really a good idea?
She has a great little hack.
I saw it the other day and she got it off someone else as well and I was like, oh my God.
I love her.
The simplest things.
Oh my God. Guys, there you go.
There's a hack
for you. Send pics, please. Yeah. Your hot chocolate. I used to love the one I was so happy to say on. The one in the Simpsons movie when Ned Flanders makes
yeah.
it. And he puts it, and like, it's just so satisfying to watch. And he puts like
the flake in it and all.
And then the little marshmallow on the torch and blow torch.
Love
We are going to be on to Red Flag Radar, which is where we try and talk you through some things you've sent in to see if they're red flags or not. They're all sent into our email address, which is the same email address for dilemmas. It's homeidrink@growloudnow.com. So our first red flag we have in, or potential red flag, is I'm talking to this guy on Hinge and he seems really lovely. He's 28 and never been in a long-term relationship before.
Would you see it as red? I don't think you can necessarily jump to that and say red straight away.
I think for what maybe... What's the reason behind that?
Yeah. Because of course your brain can go to, okay, he has commitment issues and he's never been in a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
But also there could be other factors that it's just never happened or
he's just...
he's just
happy alone.
Yeah, he's... A lot of people just tend to focus on themselves in their 20s and wait until they're a little bit like later on in their 20s to kind of start settling down and stuff, and that's okay too.
He might have been unlucky finding people.
Yeah.
Or like just, it's, but there's been flings, it's never worked out, it's never went there. Like... I don't know. It's hard. It depends on the reasons. If it's just that he's like, I don't want any relationship, and you do, then you need to, like, not discuss that. You don't want to discuss that before first date either. But like, I don't know. Maybe I think meet him. I wouldn't put him off the cards at all for that.
I wouldn't give him red straight away.
No.
I'd keep your guard up, like, and just mind yourself and don't put all your eggs in one basket with him. Because obviously it is something that you might have to weigh out the pros and cons of why he was or why he was never in a long-term one before. So
you could be the first.
Yeah. Maybe he was waiting for you, girl.
Yeah. Some people it just doesn't work out for, I think, in love. And like that's... I've seen people go on Love Island being like, I've never been in a relationship before.
True.
And like they've ended up being lovely on it. Yeah. Or like, you know, because I'm trying to think of someone in person that I know, like my friends. I think I've all had boyfriends and stuff, but like, there could be so many reasons. He could have been travelling for a long time.
Yeah.
There's so much. So
he might have something to like say what the reason was for.
Unless it's the reason is for a red flag, I wouldn't put him off the cards.
Yeah.
Unless he's like, yeah. Player.
The next one we have then is, no matter where we are or what we're doing, he'll always answer the phone to one of the boys and they ring him constantly.
I actually think this is a green flag.
Okay.
Not green, but I always think if someone's not answering the phone around you,
I'd be more concerned.
Yeah. Is that like, do I have PTSD?
Yeah.
But I think if you're on the phone, they're on loudspeaker and you can hear what they're saying, like, I think that boy feels really comfortable around you and knows the friend isn't going to say, oh, are you talking to someone?
Your
like
own,
the other.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I just think like it's nice to feel involved. It's nice for him to have friends. I think that's for me like really important that someone is like,
has their friends, own life.
Keeps them connections with him. Has their own life, exactly. And like, doesn't... Imagine someone who leaves all his friends for you. I'd feel a bit like...
Oh God, too much.
Too much.
Yeah.
Like, so I think there's a time and place though. I think if they're ringing him on date nights and stuff, like that's a bit much.
Yeah.
But I think day to day.
He should be comfortable enough to be like, hi, with
I'm
the girlfriend.
Or just doing something. Or like, even if you're just chilling watching film, like there's a time and place. I get where constantly would be annoying, but I think also see from the point that like,
he's...
he feels... comfortable and
to tell his friends that he's with you. And
yeah, I don't know if they're together actually. Shouldn't say if they're
I presume. Yeah, I think see that as a green flag.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he bites his nails and not just occasionally but constantly, and he says it's an anxious thing.
As a previous nail biter and skin biter, I bit my nails till they bled, like I was so bad. I remember somebody in primary school asked me what's wrong with your nails before and I was mortified. Isn't that real sad? I've done it all. Do you know what? The stuff where your mum would paint the stuff on you so they taste horrible. There used to be like a dippy one. I used to dip my fingers into it.
You still do it?
No, I'd still do it anyway.
Even you'd hate the taste and you'd
still do it. Bite through that. Be grand. Yeah. I swear the only reason I stopped biting my nails was when I started getting my nails done.
Yeah.
Can't bite them.
So you couldn't.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a red flag because it is an anxious thing for a lot of people, or it's a habit. I think there's ways you can maybe help them not do it, like get them the nail polish or like suggest things. So it's obviously
why don't
like,
you start like a little, what do they say? It's 28 days to break a habit.
Is it?
So why don't you start this little jar thing and like every day he doesn't bite his nails, put €2 in a jar.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the 28 days, he'll have 50 bob. Is it?
Yeah. More. How much? Even more. Even 60, more than that.
Yeah.
58.
He'll have a few bob and go out and buy himself something nice. I know that might seem like a real childish thing to do, but like,
yeah.
I feel like no matter how old you are, if there's an incentive there to get something at the end of something, yeah, you're more likely to do it.
So true.
So like, yeah.
Like obviously, I don't think it's a red flag because obviously it doesn't look great once it's bitten down to the ground.
Mm.
But like, you can, if everything else about the person is good,
you can look over that.
But I think it's just help, like, help them get to not doing it.
Yeah.
And maybe it's about like find out where his anxiety comes from rather than just the nails.
Just stop biting your nails, yeah.
Because that's obviously the root cause of it. Mm. It's coming out in the nail bite, and everyone has their thing. Everyone does something when they're anxious that they don't
sure,
even realise.
Yeah, I'm sure he wants to stop biting his nails as well. So I think if you more so like help him along with stopping rather than stay your nails.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, and you stop that.
And monitor them.
Mm. You'd be like his mother.
Yeah, I can see.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I always, if I'm anxious, I won't notice it, but I'll come home, my side of my mouth is bit. They have big lines across them. I'm like, God.
Biting your nails,
doing that, yeah. Probably give me mouth wrinkles as well. Well, right. Secrets from the Stalls. Then we have a dilemma today. So I met a guy at a gig recently. We hit it off, danced, and even had a few kisses.
Ooh.
He tracked me down to the end of the night and got my number. This was a huge deal for me as I was in a long-term relationship a few months back, but found out he cheated on me. My confidence has naturally taken a blow, and I've spent the last few months in the absolute trenches. Fast forward a few days and he hadn't texted. I saw him come up as a suggested friend, so I followed him. He then texted me saying he was just about to text me that day. Doesn't make me look desperate that I added him. I don't know if I'm overthinking it, but I have been out of the game for so long.
No, I don't think you look desperate at all.
Definitely not.
Not in the slightest.
Especially a few days later, you look cool as you
are. I think that's real empowering. Like, yeah. I wouldn't see that as, oh God, you still text him.
Mm-hmm.
2025, girl. Like, we can't be waiting around on the men all the time.
No.
Do you know what I mean? 100%. You're dead right.
And some men, it's not even that they're not attracted to you. They just won't text first. They don't feel, maybe they don't feel confident to.
Yeah.
They just are afraid.
Mm.
I say if he even didn't text you and you hadn't followed him, and you might feel like, oh God, why didn't you text me? Like, You can never think it's about you.
Mm-hmm.
That someone's that you don't know what position someone's in, if they just don't want something with anyone, they don't want to be texting someone after. Like, you just,
you've no idea.
Yeah,
no way. So don't
you cannot, like, please never be hard on yourself if that is the case, that he doesn't text that time. Because that takes like a while to get used to, I feel like, of like, it's not me, it's him.
Yeah. I think you are overthinking it. The fact you even say that you're out of the game for a long time as well, like,
you still got it, girl.
Yeah. Look, like, no, I do not see this as a big deal at all. And I hope you're still, like, in contact with each other.
Yeah.
And that's really sweet.
Yeah.
It's nice to have met someone at something and then followed each other on social media.
That
and stuff.
Is cute.
At least just have some sort of a connection in person first.
Yeah, true.
That's nice.
I think it's nice to judge someone by their vibe rather than their Instagram. Because a lot of people don't photograph well.
Don't photograph well.
Not that they don't look, they look good, but like, you're like, oh, but then you meet them and they're different.
It's all about their rays, is it?
Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
I just think, like, I find it very hard to like actually ever fancy someone just from looking at a picture. I would find that hard, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And sometimes I think it's like, they obviously just get people to take one picture, like, grand.
Perfect, yeah, that'll do.
Yeah.
We could never,
yeah.
Jesus.
No, God, I wish.
Never.
So that was us for this week.
That's
we
us.
Have our bonus episode coming out Monday, and we're doing extra juice. And if you want to see this in video, we are every Thursday at 12 on YouTube. We have a different setup, if you notice, at the minute, but we have a new video studio.
We promise
pending.
Something new is coming.
It's coming.
Yeah.
But we're just on the webcams.
Yeah.
But we'll see. And we're also still have a live show left, which we're forgetting about.
Tour isn't over, guys.
Yeah, tour's not over. Limerick. Is still to come. So 27th of November, Homo Drink is taking over the Confessions Tour in Limerick. So we'll see you there, hopefully, guys.
Yeah, let us know if you're coming. We can't wait to bring the tour down to Limnoch. And I think that's us for this week, girl.
See you there.
See you later.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.